Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast. We are officially more than halfway through the 28 days of self-love. Welcome to day 15.
Halfway to loving yourself more. I love that for you.
Yesterday, we talked about how your self-worth exceeds your productivity. It is not just about the things that you accomplish in your life and the things that you can do that make up your self-worth. You determine your self-worth, and all of those things are just a part of the life experience that you're choosing to live. Today, I want to talk to you about how to set internal boundaries, saying no to yourself, which is something that I wasn't super familiar with. It's something that has been new to me within the last few months, I would say. And it really kind of blew my mind when I heard about internal boundaries and having to say no to yourself, because I never realized that I had to. You know what I mean? Like, it's never something that occurred to me. And so when I heard somebody say that, and, you know, me knowing my issues with saying no in general, no shit, I would have issues saying no to myself too. So it is a super important skill to learn, first to be aware of and then to learn. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Just saying you need to set internal boundaries alone may make it seem pretty obvious as to why this is important, but I just want to briefly touch on it because obviously we can't make change if we don't have a why for making that change. So I think the big thing, first of all, that I just previously mentioned is the way that you have to set external boundaries with other people. It's no different with yourself. And if you aren't aware of that, it's easy to almost bully yourself and into doing things and feeling certain ways. And you don't have to. You don't have to like do the things that pop into your head just because they pop into your head. That voice in your mind isn't you. It's not your true self. So if you don't have to listen to it, you're allowed to say no. If things don't make you feel good, you're allowed to say no, and you're allowed to set those boundaries with you. You also are allowed to set boundaries in the sense of, you know, if you experience something and it doesn't make you feel good, but you think that you should be doing something, you say, you know, I'm not going to put myself in that situation again. I know how easily I can get put into this situation. So I'm not going to put myself in a scenario that this could happen twice. Having the lack of internal boundaries really leads to self-sabotage and self-doubt and burnout and feeling like you're overextending yourself in areas that you really don't want to, but for whatever reason, your mind is telling you that you are supposed to, that you need to, that you should. If you don't, then, you know, shit will not go the way that you want it to. People won't like you. You'll never achieve anything in life. You know, whatever it is that the voice in your head is telling you, it's saying that I don't care that this doesn't make you happy. It doesn't fill your cup. It doesn't make you feel good. You have to do it anyways. Otherwise, you won't achieve this external outcome or internal outcome, when that's just simply not the truth. You should never have to do anything that makes you unhappy. And this is my favorite point, is saying no to yourself is an act of self-respect. It prevents you from overcommitting or overindulging or doing things that go against your values just because you get like swept up in the moment and you're reacting to the shit that's happening in life rather than like consciously responding. And suddenly you're going against like who you are as a person or how you really would like to show up or any intentional effort that you had been trying to put in kind of gets shoved to the wayside. You just act according to high emotion instead. Let's talk about what this looks like, because setting internal boundaries sounds kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, am I supposed to have a conversation with myself? How am I supposed to know what thoughts are me and what thoughts are not me? It can get really confusing. So let's talk about what this really looks like. I think the first thing that comes to mind is knowing when to say no to overworking, letting guilt push you into exhaustion, you know, knowing when to rest, knowing when to take breaks, knowing when to take time for yourself, and to not keep giving and giving and giving and giving. You know, this isn't necessarily like career work, while a lot of the time that's a really big one, but it could be, you know, your passion project. It could be your relationship. It could be you being a mom. You know, are you overexerting yourself because you think that if you stop, that would make you a bad ex? If you stop, that means that you will never achieve the external boundary or the external achievement, that the external outcome that you're trying to achieve. Or do you think that if you stop, you're lazy? You know, any of those things that you're telling yourself or guilting yourself over, that is a pretty big sign that you need to set some internal boundaries with yourself. You've got to say no to self-sabotage. And when you start talking shit to yourself and when you're diminishing your self-worth and telling yourself that you're not good enough for not doing certain things or for doing too much or whatever it is, you know, that consistent voice in your head that's just beating you up, that's a place to set an internal boundary. Any sort of behavior that you are inflicting on yourself that's holding you back. Saying no to overconsumption, doom scrolling, overeating, doing too much, spending too much time doing the things that drain your energy, spending time with people that drain your energy. You can't do too much of these things that at the end, you don't feel good. You feel kind of crappy. You feel drained. You feel the rumination setting in. You're overthinking stuff. You feel anxious. You know, you cannot put too much of yourself into that. And so you have to recognize the areas that make you feel that way and then be able to say, you know, no, I'm not doing that at all. Or I'm going to limit my time that I spend doing this. And I'm going to hold myself accountable to that goal that I'm setting. To that goal, to that boundary, duh. And you have to say no to toxic patterns, you know, recognizing and releasing yourself of the things that no longer serve you, old habits, relationships, anything like that, like things that don't serve you anymore. You have to be able to say, okay, I recognize that that was something that I did for a period of time. It's somebody I spent time with for a period of time. But at this point in my life, I have to let that go. I have to set a boundary with myself that I will not allow myself to be around things that don't serve me, that don't fill my cup. And so I'm going to move forward with my life and leave that old habit, person, et cetera, behind. So what does this look like, considering when you set a boundary with another person, it can, you know, it's normally through words like, hey, I don't like that. You know, you can't really do that with yourself. I mean, like you can, that's the awareness space of it. But in order to really enforce it, you can't just be aware of it. You have to take action, as we know. And so how do you take action in what seems like an external way, but really it is internal? Again, we're dipping into like crazy pants territory. So what does this actually look like? Do a self check-in consistently. Like, make sure that is a part of your regular routine. Let that be, you know, weekly, daily, whatever it is that you think, monthly, whatever you think it is that you need to do. I wouldn't go longer than monthly, but just making sure that the things in your life and what you're allowing are reflecting your values and your goals. Create a set of rules for yourself. I think, and you know, guys know me, you know, like I think it is more beneficial to put it into the physical, like write a note in your phone, keep a rule list in your phone, make a written list in your journal, something along those lines. But you don't have to do that. You can just know them. But I think it holds you a little bit more accountable to have a running list of rules and creating rules for yourself, like I will not be checking my emails after 7 p.m. and before 8 a.m. No saying yes to plans out of guilt. Recognizing areas that you do things that you don't like and putting them in your rule book and doing your best to abide by those rules that you've spelled out for yourself. Something I feel I have to say too is, you know, setting the boundary with yourself includes, like we talked about, not being mean to yourself. You can't be self-deprecating and talk negatively to yourself because that's an area for you to also set a boundary. So making sure that you're setting boundaries with self-compassion, being kind to yourself while you set the boundary, while you're setting the boundary, and also, you know, being receptive to the boundary as well, respecting it and not beating yourself up for having to set it, whatever it is that maybe you're having that negative voice come up in your mind, that you are doing this with compassion. I am doing this out of love. I'm doing this because I want to feel good. I want to feel peaceful in my life. And I can't give myself to absolutely everything all of the time. The beautiful thing about setting internal boundaries is that you can be brutally honest with yourself when you're making excuses. You have to try to recognize when you're making unhealthy choices and when you can consistently have the ability to realize that within yourself, you know, and you're not going to get it right every time. You're not going to be able to set the boundary and abide by the boundary every single time. But the more you can recognize it and then also call yourself out for making excuses for engaging in the unhealthy behavior, you can start to move away from it. And again, you know, it's like that's those first two steps. And then you make the rule for yourself and you write the rule down in the note on your phone. And you try again to cycle through recognizing when you're doing it and putting a stop to it if, you know, if, as best as you can. One thing you have to wrap your mind around when you start to set internal boundaries is that growth requires denying instant gratification for long-term benefits. In other words, you have to be able to tell yourself that you're doing this for long-term gratification. Like it's not going to feel good in the moment. You're going to be aggravated. You're going to, you know, I want to eat this burger. I want to doom scroll on social media. I love the drama. I have to hear that this person is talking shit about me, or I have to know, you know, what crazy thing they say. But after you listen to their craziness, it always makes you ruminate. You have to be able to know that the thing that you're doing, the boundary you're setting, is for your long-term well-being. It's for your long-term peace. Even though you're not going to hear this little piece of drama in the moment and you feel left out, or you feel like you're defenseless without the information, or, you know, whatever it is you're setting the internal boundary from, that doesn't mean that, you know, what you're doing is setting yourself up for peace in the long run. You're making yourself a better, fuller, happier person because that shit doesn't matter. And this is what matters to you. This more aligns with your values. So this is who you want to act in alignment with. You have to learn to sit with the discomfort of setting the internal boundary in order to have the benefits setting the boundary presents to you. You can sit here and listen to me yap about this, and I hope it resonated with you and that you can take this with you into your day-to-day future, that you say to yourself, okay, I got to start setting internal boundaries. I'm going to do some of these things. Let's lock it in today to make sure that you start doing it regularly throughout your life. The way you're going to do that is through the daily challenge, taking one small action today, and through the journaling prompt so you can have some introspection, understand yourself a little bit better, and know how you would like to apply this into your life. So today's daily challenge is identify one area where you need to say no to yourself and practice it today. So essentially, pull out the note on your phone and write your first rule. Where is it that you need to say no to yourself and write that down? And when it comes up today, make sure you abide by that rule. Your journaling prompt for today is, where in your life do you struggle to say no to yourself? How would stronger internal boundaries improve your well-being? So taking a moment, self-reflecting on what those look like and what it would look like for you to start setting that internal boundaries. By doing those two things, you will be able to bring it into your own physical, familiar life. And when situations come up in the future, you'll remember these two pieces of action you did and be able to apply it to future situations. Saying no to yourself isn't about restriction. It's about self-respect and protecting your energy. Tomorrow, we are flipping the script and we are talking about the power of saying yes to opportunities, being able to seize opportunities, recognize opportunities that saying yes would benefit your self-growth. Take the time today to reflect on what your internal boundaries are and how strengthening them will give you a healthier and more balanced life. If it is accessible to you, share them with me, share your challenge with me, share what you've learned through your journal. Prompt with me. I would absolutely love to hear how you're implementing internal boundaries into your life. Tag me at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one day of the 28 Days of Self-Love. Thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you tomorrow.